We are, so the Gemara tells in Rosh Hashanah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a particular bris, and that bris is a certain kind of a deal that if Bnei Yisrael ever sinned, if we ever need it, that Kol Zman Yisrael Chotin Ya'asu Lefanai K'Seder Hazav Ani Mochel Lahem. We have the Yigam Amidos, and through the Yigam Amidos, so we have a little bit of a guarantee that we're going to be able to be forgiven. Moshe Rabbeinu, they get invoked after Chet HaEgel and Parshas Kisisa. They also get invoked in Parshas Shlach after the Chet HaMeraglim. After Chet HaMeraglim, in both cases, a lot of parallels. In both cases, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, continue on some level through Moshe Rabbeinu. In both cases, invoking Yigam Amidos is able to give the is able to create a Metzias in which Bnei Yisrael can be forgiven. Rashi even quotes in his Peirush al HaTorah a discussion kivyachol between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Are the Yigam Amidos only for tzaddikim? Are they also for Rishaim? Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu that even for Rishaim, Moshe therefore is able to invoke them. Those are the Yigam Amidos. We know the Yigam Amidos have a special, unique status. That's why, again, some Nusach HaTfilas say it all the time. Those of us daven Nusach Ashkenaz, so we say primarily during Slichos, we invoke the Yigam Amidos as an attempt at ensuring, an attempt at getting a degree of rachamim. What is very intriguing and bothered many of the Mefarshim is that in Parsha Shlach, when Moshe quotes the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, he does not quote 13 Midos HaRachamim, he quotes about 9. And some of the, or we'll see the counts a little bit more complicated than that, but some of the Midos that we would have expected Moshe Rabbeinu potentially to invoke so appear to be missing here. It's in Bamidbar, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Yudches, Hashem Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Nosi Avim Bafesha, Vinakei, Lo Yinakei, V'chulei. But we're going to focus on two of the omissions to try to derive, I think, some intriguing ideas. One is we know in Parsha Kisisa it says Hashem, Hashem. Here it only says Shem Hashem once. Why the shift in how many times it says Shem Hashem? The Balei HaTosfos were already very bothered by this question in their Pirushim al HaTorah, as were many of the other Mefarshim. Why Hashem, Hashem isn't mentioned twice? The second question we'll speak about at the end is Rachum V'chanun. I would have thought that would have been like really appropriate to quote, that God is merciful, and why exactly is that missing here also? So we're going to try to first focus on Hashem, Hashem, the double name of Hashem, why here only says Hashem, Hashem once, and then we're going to try from there to suggest a little bit about Rachum V'chanun as well. So let's begin as follows. Why doesn't it say Hashem, Hashem? So there are really three or so different answers that are relevant. One answer is that in general, there is a major machlokas harishon in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin Beis, how you count the Yud Gimel Midos. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is what most of us are used to, many of the Rishonim. Hashem is the first one, Hashem is the second one, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. However, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Nisim, Tosfos quotes that there are Rishonim that held that really the first Hashem is actually not part of the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos only really starts from the second Shem Hashem. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out that if you learn like that, there really isn't that much of a question. Here, there we mention Hashem, Hashem. That Hashem is more of a hakdama to the real Yud Gimel Midos. Here, where we are just focusing straight on the Midos, so we drop the first one. If anything, it's a riot to Rabbeinu Nisim going that, like, it's okay sometimes to drop the first because it's not really one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Why else would we not invoke it? So there is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Why do we say Hashem, Hashem, one after the other? What's pshat? So we say Hashem kodem achet, Hashem la'achar achet. Hashem has rachmanas before we sin, and Hashem has rachmanas after we sin. And in both contexts, Hashem has rachmanas. That's what the Gemara says. Some Rishonim suggest, the Bechor Shor, the Chizkuni, I believe, and others, that because in this particular case, Klal Yisrael already sinned so badly in Chet HaMeraglim, there is no need to invoke the Shem Hashem that comes before they sin, because they already sinned. The first Shem Hashem is Kodem Achet. Here they already messed up. So all we need is the second Shem Hashem, the Shem Hashem of La'achar Achet, to help them be able to do tshuva. The third explanation we'll summarize in a second is a very powerful Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma has a very sharp insight. Why do we need Rachmanis? Kodem, we do Achet. Hashem, kodem we do a chay, we require rachmanis. Why? Before I've messed up, am I not in a good spot? Before I've messed up, is everything not okay? Why do I need rachmanis before I did any particular chay? So the Rush has one suggestion. The Rush says that Hashem, before you do a chay, so the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that there's one chay where you can get punished for before you actually did the chay. That is the chay of Avodah Zarah. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref machshava lemaisa. that if you thought of doing Avodah Zarah, you already get punished in a certain sense. The Hashem of Kodem Achid is a special Rachmanus that we ask if we had Machshavas of Avodah Zarah, that those Machshavas Hashem should give us Rachmanus, even if we had those Machshavas, and then Achar Achid, and if we actually sinned, whatever sin we did, to also have Rachmanus for that. Says the Meshech Chachma the following Torah. When it came to Chet HaEgel, where we messed up with Avodah Zarah, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to mention Hashem, Hashem, because we needed Rachmanus both for the Avodah Zarah and for any other sins and the actual Maisa that we did. In Chet HaMeraglim, where there was not considered to be any Avodah Zarah at all, we just had a Chisaron in recognizing our capacity in Eretz Yisrael, what we could really do. Because that was the case, you only had to mention one Shem Hashem. Let's chazal said to Farshu, it can be very, very clear. Normally, the Yigam HaMidos have Hashem Hashem. Here in Parsha Shlach, after the Meraglim, Moshe, to daven for Klal Yisrael, only mentions one Shem Hashem. Why only mention one Shem Hashem? The first answer, the Orachayim for Abed Nisim, is because the first Shem Hashem isn't really one of the Yigam HaMidos. It really starts from the second Shem Hashem. And therefore, here in Parsha Shlach, we only mention the second Shem Hashem. That's the real Midos. The second answer is that the first Shem Hashem, the Gemara tells us, is the Rachmanis we need before we sin. Since here we already sinned so badly, since here we already messed up so much, we don't have to quote the first Shem Hashem. All we need is the second Shem Hashem. According to the Meshech Chachma, because the first Shem Hashem is only needed when you messed up with Avodah Zarah. Because there your Machshava was so severe that you need a Rachmanis for your Machshava, you need a Rachmanis for your Maisa. But here, where there is no machshava of Avodah Zarah, it ends up not being important to invoke the first Shem Hashem. That's only relevant la'achar chet ha'ego, which was a chet of Avodah Zarah. That's not considered to be as relevant here. What about Rachum V'chanun? I would have thought that Rachum V'chanun, even if you want to say somehow, as Nitziv points out, that Moshe Rabbeinu is only invoking the Midos, relevant right here, but Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. And noting that God is compassionate and merciful, I would have thought would be an amazingly important thing to reference here. Why not Rachum V'chanun? So there are a lot of different explanations in the Mefarshim. We will quote one, which is a very, very beautiful Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi points out that there is a parallel, undoubtedly, between Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim. But there's also a fundamental difference. Fundamental difference was really be sowed, who is Klal Yisrael? Who did they sin towards? In Chet HaEgel was a sin neged Hashem. They didn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They didn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one level of sin. There's another chet HaMeraglim, though, was not at its core a chet neged the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was really a chet, what he calls neged Pirtzuf Yisrael. It was that they didn't believe in Klal Yisrael. They didn't think that Klal Yisrael could go to Eretz Yisrael, conquer the nations there, and emerge victorious and emerge okay. They didn't think that they could do that. It was a chet neged Klal Yisrael. Says Yishlevi as follows. The Midah of Rachum and the Midah of Chanun refer to Hashem's mercy in binding himself to Klal Yisrael. In binding himself to Klal Yisrael. Rachum means that Hashem Yisbarach is able, he has Rachmanis, to come from all the way up there and to build a relationship with Jews all the way down here. Just like a wealthy person, before he gives tzedakah, understands the plight of the Ani, is able to come down and connect and understand who that Ani really is. That's something which is Rachum. Chanun is us having a tefillah that we say to Hashem, we know that we find chen in your eyes. We know that when you see us, you look at us with a little bit of pride, with a little bit of pride. Says the Kedushas Levi, Moshe couldn't invoke Rachum V'chanun after Meraglim because Bnei Yisrael struggled mightily in believing in Chet HaMeraglim that Hashem was Rachum V'chanun. Bnei Yisrael didn't believe enough in themselves. And if you don't believe in yourself, you can't say Rachum, that Hashem's able to come down and form a relationship with us here. And if you don't believe in yourself, you can't say Chanun, that Hashem sees Chain in us, that God looks at us and likes us. So says Yishlevi, Levi, it's not that it wasn't appropriate, it was that it would be wrong to invoke the Midas that Klal Yisrael Dafka messed up in and didn't really believe. In that sense, we have Yud Gimel Midos and Parsh Kisisa coming from their bonus Olam, the full and complete list. When we invoke in Slichos or Yom Neran time, we're going for the full complete list. But after the Meraglim, not all of the Yigim Midos were really as relevant, either because it was already La'achar Achet, or because there was no Chashash of Avodah Zarah, or Rachum V'chanun was because we couldn't invoke something that we ourselves so much denied at that time. Moshe couldn't invoke a Rachum and a Chanun when Klal Yisrael struggled. And the Chet HaMeraglim, says the Kedushas Levi, at its core, was B'nai Yisrael not believing in themselves. At its core, it was not believing that Hashem as a racham would be able to come down into this world and build a relationship with us. That Hashem as a chanan could find chayin in us. And because of that, Moshe wanted to mention racham v'chanan. He knew that we needed it, but we weren't believing in it enough that in that sense, it was actually, since lo ha'aminu zos, Moshe couldn't really say it. Either way, the Yigam Amidos are a unique, powerful tefillah. They are, again, we're guaranteed from Rabbonu Sha'olam that a person who says them is not going to come back empty-handed. Rashi quotes here from Chazal that it's not only for tzaddikim, but it's also for Rishayim. And part of what we see is the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, a person associated as the ultimate master of knowing how to daven when. When to daven briefly, kel na refan Allah. When to daven at length, parshas ve'eschanan. When to be able to know when to invoke the full Yigam Amidos HaRachamim, and when to be able to know when it's appropriate to not mention the full Yigam Amidos HaRachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu is like the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He's Rabbeinu in many things, but one of them undoubtedly is also tefillah. And knowing that the full Yigam Amidos is less applicable here because of where Klal Yisrael was at, and as Hashem, we Zocha to fully internalize the message that Hashem Yisbarach is a racham. He does come down and have relationship with us, and a chanun that we are worthy of the chain of the Rabbeinu Sholem.